give me a little bit of the basics about, you know, people are used to ones and zeros, and digital computers are where they can begin to think about this.
Sure. So the fundamental idea behind quantum computing is that when you have information of any sort, zeros and ones, you always have to write it on something. So there's some physical object upon which you place that information. And the central core concept is that the properties of that information, what you can store, what you can compute, depend on the laws of physics.
Right.
So that if you write a zero and one on something that's inherently classical, like a transistor, such as you would find in modern stuff, or magnetic memory and a hard drive, the information behaves in a certain way, classically. And if you're smart enough to be able to figure a way to write information on a quantum mechanical object, the information behaves in a different way.
Right.
And you can use that to accelerate computation significantly. So in some cases, the acceleration is exponential, which takes intractable problems, things that you simply cannot do even in principle, to problems which, with a sufficiently large computer of this sort, you can do easily.
Talking about researchers and who are already paying for a large cluster, or they're paying for a large SMP system, I mean, is there going to be room? Because you guys are pitching this as an appliance or a complementary kind of box, is there going to be enough money to go around for both?
Well, there's the fundamental business questions behind this have not been resolved. I think the way that we'll go in practice is that we'll be opportunistic as to opportunities. You know, if something comes up which we perceive to be a brilliant opportunity, a good way to deploy this kind of stuff, we'll pursue it. The main reason for doing this demo in the first place was to try to elicit the interest of potential partners who could help take this to the next stage from what it is now, which is an early systems proof of concept, to something which is robust and commercial and viable. The system we've got now is not any of those things. You know, it's very much a for early stage proof of concept. And the second type of person who we want to be interested are applications developers, which is another thrust of this. So back to your question, there is a way to interact with this machine which is going to be free in the short term, which is people will be able to go and use it by remote access, kind of the way I've described today, at no cost.
Right.
And the reasons for doing that are pretty simple. We want people to write applications, support applications to the machine, and we want to focus on our core competency, which is the stuff inside the box.